that, you know, anytime I call, this person needs to be ready to deal with me. And see, even sometimes the person with the gift of pastor shepherd will get into trouble because instead of taking time to deal with family issues or spending time with their family, the person with this gift might be running quick to jump on all the needs that come up. And so others think that this person is always available.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today as we continue in Psalms with the first half of the gift of pastor teacher from Psalm 139. So if you have your Bible, please open it to Psalm 139, and let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of the gift of pastor teacher.
I'm going to ask that you would open in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. And we are going to finish the last message on spiritual gifts. This is the last message. And as I said earlier in the series, most of the gifts that we were looking at were in Romans chapter 12. Now, this is the only gift that is outside of Romans chapter 12. And one of the reasons that I'm covering this particular gift right here is because it's on the spiritual gift inventory that you will take. So those of you will find that you have this particular gift, and I want you to have some understanding of what it is. So here in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, the Apostle Paul says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastor teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come together in unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but by sleight of men and cunning craftiness, by which they lie in wait and do deceive." So, you know, the scripture has given us these gifts, as he said in verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body. God has given gifts to bring us together in unity to a perfect, and that doesn't mean perfect in the sense of not having any flaws or imperfections, but that means mature, that until he brings us to a place of maturity in the fullness of Christ. And then it lets us know that we need spiritual gifts. God has gifted people in the body so that we are not tossed to and fro, but as people exercise their gifts in the body, that we can have that spiritual stability. So this morning, and I know this gift is going to need a little explanation, I want to speak to you about the gift of pastor teacher. Pastor teacher. I'm going to ask that you pull out your notes this morning, because this will give us the explanation of this gift called pastor teacher. And I've heard several references made to it this morning, and so we want to explain exactly what is the gift. When we talk about the gift of pastor teacher, what is that? And is this a gift that's available to everybody in the body of Christ? Well, the meaning of the gift, if you will look at your notes, it says here, this gift is the God-inspired desire to oversee and nurture a group of people in the body of Christ. Now, you got to catch this now, or you're going to miss the whole message, all right? When used in reference to a layperson, this term, pastor-teacher, might be somewhat confusing. The best way to view this gift is to see it in terms of the heart of a shepherd and not the office of a pastor. All right, so when we talk about pastor, teacher, we're talking about the gift. We're not talking about the office, okay? We're not talking about the office. We're talking about the gift of pastor, teacher, which is reflective of the heart of a shepherd. As a matter of fact, the Greek word that's used here in Ephesians 4:11 for pastor is the word poimen, and it actually means shepherd. So the main focus of this gift is that of shepherding. All right, so we're talking about people here this morning who have the heart to shepherd another group of people. Now, it could be the pastor. The pastor don't necessarily have to have the gift of pastor teacher. You know, he may have some other gifts. But there are people in the body of Christ, and you may be sitting out here today, that you just have a heart to kind of want to bring people together and just shepherd them and just nurture them and just build them up in the most holy faith. If that's you, then the Holy Spirit is working in your life, and the Holy Spirit has given you this gift of pastor shepherd. And you know, I think of Jesus when he wept over the city of Jerusalem. He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I long to just take you like a mother hen takes her chicks." What is that? That's the heart of the shepherd. Now, we're going to look at some characteristics, and I'm going to actually turn to the scripture later on in the message. But look at people with this gift. And let's look at some things that people with this gift have. First of all, they seek to build relationships with people under their care. That it may be a person in the choir that just might want to be the chaplain of the choir. And this individual just has a heart for the people in the choir, a heart to just kind of shepherd them. This person may be, as you can see in there, it says where to use this gift at Bethany. This person might be NYCC. And just have a heart for young people. Just have a heart for the youth. And just want to put their arms around the youth. And just want to love the youth. And just want to shepherd the youth. This person may find their gift exercise as a person in the senior saints ministry. Somebody that just has a heart for the seniors. And we do have a senior saint ministry here, and we need somebody to come and re-energize that. But this person may just have that heart for seniors, you know, to love, to go visit the people that are in the nursing homes, to go visit the sick and shut in. And man, your heart just is open, and you just have a desire just to nurture them and to build them up and to have a relationship with them. The person with the heart of the pastor shepherd. So you can see that this gift is more than just a position of a pastor. This gift is the heart of the shepherd. The second thing that we see is that this person takes responsibility to nurture those in the flock. And when I say flock, I'm not talking about necessarily the whole church, but I'm just talking about a group of people. You know, maybe you have a Bible study somewhere on your job, and your heart is just to nurture those folks on your job. Man, you want to see them grow. You want to see them fed the word of God. Your heart is to see them going the right way to do things that please the Lord. And you have that heart to just gather those folk together on your job and just nurture them. Or maybe you got a Bible study in your community. Maybe you opened a Bible study up and you've brought your neighbors around and the people in your community, and you just open your heart and just want to shepherd that group of people. That fact to be able to nurture those individuals. A third thing is that this person wants to provide guidance and oversight for those under their care. You know, just to guide them. I think of the song, "Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way." And God places people in the body with this heart, with this spirit, to just want to guide people and just to share the heart of God with them and to share the vision of God with them. Do you have this gift? Is that you today? And, you know, I want to say something else that, as I've said with all these gifts, to some degree, all of us should have a little bit of this in us. We should have this nurturing and shepherding. You know, I know there's some people in the body of Christ, man, they have no gift of shepherding at all. Man, they're just hard on folk, just bringing the hammer down. Once again, we have no problem understanding what their gift is. We know what their gift is. The prophet, you know, they just want to hammer people. Whereas the person with the gift of pastor shepherd just wants to love people. And see, once again, as you're sitting at the table in a meeting and you begin discussing an issue, and see, sometimes, saints, we just need to understand there ain't no good guys and there ain't no bad guys. It's just you and me and this Pastor Glaze spent on this, and we just have different spiritual gifts. That's it. There ain't no good guys. There ain't no bad guys. We just see things from a different perspective. Whereas the prophet would see a situation and want to bring the hammer down and not show any love and not show any mercy, the person with the gift of pastor shepherd would say, oh, man, come on, we got to love these people. Yeah, we got to bring them in. We got to nurture them. We got to love them back to God. And so this is the heart of this individual. Another thing is that this person loves to protect the flock. This person almost becomes, to the point where, you better not mess with anybody under my care. And they will jump out and they will protect those individuals because that's their heart and that's their spirit. And then we see that they just love to meet the needs of those in their ministry. Whatever their needs are, whether they have a material need, a financial need, a spiritual need, emotional need, the person with the heart of the pastor shepherd just loves to meet their needs. What are some people, the people with this gift, what do they desire? They desire to see people grow. They desire to disciple other people. And then they desire to protect people from sinful influences. How is this gift misunderstood? Well, others may think that this person should always be available. That, anytime I call, this person needs to be ready to deal with me. And see, even sometimes the person with the gift of pastor shepherd will get into trouble because instead of taking time to deal with family issues or spending time with their family, the person with this gift might be running quick to jump on all the needs that come up. And so others think that this person is always available. And then on the flip side, because a person is so loving and so nurturing and so, in a sense, possessive, see, some people might understand and they might say, well, you're trying to control my life. Why are you trying to control me? Why are you trying to tell me what to do? And it's not that the person is trying to tell. It's just that this person has a heart for you. And this person wants to love you and see you do the right thing and go the right way. It's not that they're trying to control you. It's just that they want to show the love of God and see you grow in that. Another way that others might misunderstand is they might think that this person is their only source of spiritual growth. That, I've sat under this person's feet, they've discipled me, they've nurtured me, and you know what? I'm dependent on this person. And that's not a good thing, to be dependent on one person. I tell people, if you're coming here on Sunday and you're dependent on me to feed you, and I'm the only person that's feeding you, then you got the wrong idea. All right, you need to be eating during the week. You need to be grazing during the week. All right, you need to be munching during the week. All right, then we come here on Sunday to have a feast, right? All right, so you don't want to become overly dependent, but sometimes people will become overly dependent on the person that has the gift of pastor shepherd. Well, how can Satan attack this gift? Because we see that Satan is busy. He'll try to attack the gift. How does he attack it? Well, he will cause jealousy in the life of the pastor, teacher, of the shepherd when they see their sheep being fed by others. If they see them eating at another field, or they see another pastor feeding them, if Satan gets in it, then what are they going? You don't need to be over there. Why are you going over there? What you doing over there? You need to be over here. And see what has happened. So now Satan has got in the gift. All right, Satan has got in it. How else does Satan get in it? Satan can cause this person to become discouraged when they get overwhelmed with the needs of others. That they take on so much. They have the heart of a shepherd. And they want so much for people to come to them and nurture. They want to nurture people that sometimes they take on too much and they get overwhelmed whenever they take on the emotional needs of others. And then Satan attacks this gift because he causes this person to be prideful. Because what do they say? Look, I got some folk that look to me. So what comes in there? Satan will attack it and make it pride. Well, you've heard it say, you couldn't make it if it wasn't for me. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be where you're at. Well, that ain't nothing but Satan getting up in there. That's all that is allowing that gift to be controlled by Satan. Where can you use this gift at Bethany? A couple places. Sunday school, teacher. The Sunday school classes, that the person is a shepherding individual, shepherding that class. YCC is a good place to shepherd. Deacon, the deaconess. Now, you can't choose to be a deacon or deaconess. You got to let God choose you and let the church call you, So you can't choose that, but that is a good place for people with this gift. Biblical counselor is another good place for a person with the shepherding heart that want to see people dealing with issues and problems and shepherd them through that problem. Altar counselor, the single parents ministry, senior saints, and then to be the chaplain of any ministry in the church, you can use this gift of pastor shepherd. Now, really what I wanted to get to, and I wanted us to see this in operation, so that's why I moved through the outline kind of quick, is that I really want to see what is the heart of a shepherd. What is the heart of a shepherd? And as I began to think, what is the model shepherd in the Bible? And there's no other place to turn to. You know where it is. You're already turning there. And that is the 23rd Psalm. Because it's in the 23rd Psalm that we see the heart of the shepherd. And if you'll turn there with me, I want to just spend a few minutes looking this morning at Psalm 23 to see the heart of the shepherd. And once again, this gift, and I don't want to lose sight of this, that this gift of pastor teacher actually is referring to a person with a shepherd's heart, the heart of shepherding. And I want to ask this question as we even look at this. And I want to look at the 23rd Psalm very briefly this morning from a different light. I want you to take off maybe some traditional ideas you've had about the 23rd Psalm, and I want you to look at it from a different light this morning. I want you to look at it as a shepherd. And as a shepherd is in the field watching over the flock that has been entrusted to him, and see that's the heart not only of the person with the gift of pastor teacher, but that's the heart of God in our lives. Man, it's good to know that God is our shepherd. It's good to know that God desires to shepherd us. You know, if we just flip back over the pages of Bethany Baptist Church just over the last couple months, we see that, man, there have been several people that have lost significant loved ones, have gone to be with the Lord. If we flip back over, we see that there's been people dealing with all kinds of trials and tragedies in their life. And you know what? It's good to know that you have a shepherd. And I just want to challenge you today and say that when you hit these difficult times in life, when you go through the troublesome times in life, do you have a shepherd that is guiding you through that? Do you have a shepherd that's leading you through those times in your life? Are you out there all alone? Are you out there in the field, open to the attacks of the wolves and the snakes and all the vicious and wild animals that are out there? Or do you have a shepherd that has the heart of a shepherd that's guiding you through? David says in Psalm 1 that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We sang the song this morning, God shall supply all my needs. Whoo! I almost shouted when they said, oh, let's hurry up. Let's hurry up and get here. Let's hurry up and get there. Let's hurry up and get there. There's a peace. There's a peace. The Lord is my shepherd. We showed up at the last event. They was closing it down. But I went and got my girl born anyways. Yeah. 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 You know they was going to save some for Pastor Glaze now. I got me a fried chicken breast. Yeah. You know that's right. Peace. Peace. The Lord is my shepherd. And he will save you a chicken breast. Oh, yeah. Peace. If God is your shepherd, there ought to be some degree of peace in your life. This nurturing God that loves you, that shepherds you, he provides peace for you. And not only that, but it's not only a peaceful care, it's also a powerful care. Look what he says in verse 3. He restores my soul. This is based on the concept of what was known as a sheep being cast. And what would happen to the sheep sometime, and this is why the shepherd had to shear the sheep, because sometimes the sheep would get so heavy with wool, and it would lay down, and it would lay on its side, and it wouldn't be able to get back up again. And so when the shepherd would move out, and the rest of the sheep move out, if he didn't check back, then that sheep would be laying there, once again, open for the attack of the enemy. So what did the shepherd do? The shepherd went through the flock, and if he saw a sheep that was cast, he would put it back to an upright position. He restores my soul. And you know, I thank God that even when we were wandering far away from God, that Jesus said that he left the 99 to come look for the one. And you know what? Maybe that's where you're at today. You're here in church, but you're far from God. He wants to restore you today. He wants to set your soul back to an upright position. One of my favorite songs that I just love is called The 99. It says this, because I see myself in this, and maybe you might see yourself in it. Foolish was I to wander away, forgetting the dangers of going astray, following paths not made for sheep, on dangerous mountains, rugged and steep, drifting so far from my own selfish plight, not hearing the shepherd's sweet song in the night, no staff for protection, no ringing of bells, no familiar voice saying all is well. 99, they are safe in the fold. I was that lost sheep, so hungry and cold. I am so glad that he found me in time, and I thank him for loving me like the 99. Oh, it's good to know that the heart of the shepherd, that the person with the gift of shepherding, that they love the group, but when somebody doesn't come, oh, the person with the heart of the shepherd, what do they do? Hey, brother, how you doing? What's going on in your life? Anything I can help you with? Where you at in this situation today? Oh, we missed you. Oh, we want to see you restored back to the flock today. The heart of the shepherd is a heart of restoration. God loves you as a Christian, and God wants to fellowship with you every day, and God gets up and he waits for you to fellowship with him every day, but you just go on throughout your day and spend no time with God. But the heart of the shepherd is to go after you, just to go after you. Say, come on back. Come on back to the early morning when we used to spend that time together. Come on back to the lunch break when you used to take 15, 20 minutes just to read your Bible and to pray. Come on back to the evenings before you go to bed and just spend a little time with me. The heart of the shepherd is that of restoration. Not only a powerful care, but we also see that there is a protective care. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, I broke the thing down like this. I said it's a concerned protection. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It's a courageous protection. I will fear no evil. It's a confident protection. Thou art with me. And it's a comforting protection. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What a powerful, powerful protection that we have. I know when I was under attack last year, one of the songs that just carried me through that time, one of the songs that carried me through the time of attack goes like this. I could have lost my mind. I wanted to give up so many times, but God was my anchor, a consistent way maker. I'm glad he covered me. Well,
thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of the gift of Pastor Teacher from Psalm 139. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, The Gift of Pastor Teacher, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Gift of Pastor Teacher. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Gift of Pastor Teacher, or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galaise. Dr. Galaise is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.